talking to myself. Yeah. Yeah. And how I wish I knew you better. Yeah. Still sitting on the shelf, and never seen the sunshine bright.
In the background now, you're hearing On a Good Day, a song by Ocean Lab, aka Above and Beyond, one of the top trance outfits. And this is the PacificPelican.us podcast, episode number 3, recorded on July 20th, 2010.
Talking to myself forever. Yeah. And how I wish I knew you better. Yeah. Still sitting on the shelf, but never seen the sunshine brighter. And it feels like
welcome to the PacificPelican.us podcast with me, Daniel J. McKeown. I'd like to discuss a few things around technology, as I often enjoy. But I also want to address the more serious, profound kind of issues. I think what's happening in our culture... even though we're becoming accustomed to a considerable pace of change, it is a kind of coarsening. Even though perhaps talking about some type of issue like that has become perhaps a cliche, it's different, I think, than the typical criticism that the media gets people to do bad things and... blame different groups that, you know, just aren't like you in some way, and that system that the political leaders have people playing, it's absurd. And while I despise Republicans and I think Democrats are substantially better, I do think that the real power, the Congress critter level, but higher than that, the real power is run by soulless international corporations, the leaders thereof, the heads of major banks, and, you know, a select group of people around industry, the military, and other buttresses of the system. And that's terrible, and that's absurd. And I, unlike a lot of people, think that's worth getting angry about. But there are more important things. And if one is really to look at the enormous spectrum of existence, just to attempt to glance at just a decent little share of it, it really is truly profound and extraordinary. And I don't know, I'm not a theologian, but I was having a kind of strange discussion yesterday. The proposition was put out there that perhaps it was blasphemous to say that God could be a benevolent alien was perhaps even a sort of creator. I mean, you wouldn't go for some kind of creationist story personally, you know, but, you know, kind of view, and perhaps this benevolent alien is set to retreat over the horizon of space, or into a different galaxy or something. I don't know. It was actually a suggestion that I repeated, as I remember a discussion involving Richard Dawkins, where that had been brought up. I'm not sure. It's very possible that Professor Dawkins was asked that question, but he had a hard time ruling out the possibility of a benevolent alien, which is, in my terminology here, not anyone else's, I believe, but beyond the space horizon. Well, another strange thing that came up in the discussion is I asked how, I asked this creationist person who had suggested that this benevolent alien was somehow a blasphemy instead of perhaps a wonderful story. Well, actually, he was actually also offended with something else that I said. Well, anyway, it really has to do, the bigger issue has to do with just an attempt, I think, that people should make to consider the transcendent, and to the extent that your religion helps you do that, that's wonderful, but I don't think a lot of people actually get that experience out of their religion services, but, you know, everyone's experiences are going to vary. But I think there's the space for the profound, and it's not as the Joseph Papier article that apparently you know, certain schools like to put on their entrance exam about the importance of leisure in the explicit form of Sunday worship. I mean, perhaps that's a necessity for some people, and that's fine. But I'm not sure that's the exact same thing as the connection with the profound. Or appreciation thereof, and I think that's actually very necessary. But the question that I had momentarily forgotten was a question for a creative. This particular fundamentalist fellow that I was talking with, and with another person too, and he was saying, he was chiding the apparent blasphemy that I didn't think was blasphemy at all about the benevolent alien, and I asked him, well, if, because he brought up the creation myth, or story, or whatever, and I asked him, well, so if God created the world in 7 days, because I was just asking about a literal translation, I was like, well, if God created the world in 7 days, well, then the earth didn't exist at the beginning of the first day, right? And he said, yes, you know. And I said, well, then, how would one measure the length of the day when a day is measured by a rotation of the Earth? But I suppose that's really just, pointless, parlor talk. The actual, point is not probably a sort of pointless literalist versus contextualist versus, anarchist discussion about religion. I think those are largely pointless. But I think the point is to step away from that and step away from the vulgarities of politics and things like that on occasion, and I dare say even step away from the merits of capitalism just momentarily and consider the broad implications of whatever you want to consider, like whether it's the world that we live in, or just something that really matters to you. And with that, I will thank you for listening to the PacificPelican.us podcast. You can find us online, PacificPelican.us, and DanielJMcKeown.com. All right. Well, thanks for listening.